Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alex Gaston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Doug Tate. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. And now, play ball. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett bunts towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Reeves moves to second. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan takes first base on ball four. Reeves moves to third. Williams moves to second. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toad fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive towards first. Toad reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Gaston reaches second base with a double. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaston scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell bunts towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Rein moves to second. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reeves is hit by the pitch. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-0 in the game. Scarrett takes first base on ball 4. Rein moves to third. Reeves moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Shires catches it and steps on first to double up Skerritt. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Skerritt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reagan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Tate moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tate scores. Kerr moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh takes first base on ball 4. Berg moves to second. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett strikes out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Gaston and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. Shires hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Shires reaches second base with a double. Barrett throws the ball into Reeves who tags Shires trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Reynolds scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gaston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Gaston reaches second base with a double. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gaston moves to third. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-0 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gaston tags and scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Reeves hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reeves. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Reeves steals second. Russ Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops it up and throws to first, with Walsh covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from Gaston and he is safe. Kerr steals second. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walsh hits a fly ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Barrett fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Barrett. Kerr scores. Walsh moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walsh scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Barrett moves to second. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate. Tote reaches second base with a double. Tate throws the ball into Com, who tags Tote trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Williams scores. Barrett scores. Two outs. It's Red Sox, 4, White Sox, 4. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. Gaston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing center field. Ken Williams now playing left field. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Berg races back for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Russell. The throw to the second, and Russell is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Heving now catching. Ed Morris now pitching. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Bob Weiland now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams bunts towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. Rothrock moves to second. 1 out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Berg for a passed ball. Rothrock moves to third. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rothrock scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reagan moves to third. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate, who is chasing the ball. Heving reaches third base with a triple. Reagan scores. Tote goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Rein reaches second base with a double. Heving scores. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris takes first base on ball 4. Grady Adkins now pitching. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up towards third. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks, Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Tate settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a fly ball towards center. Reynolds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Reynolds. Rothrock moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks, Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. Rothrock moves to third. 2 outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tate, who is chasing the ball. Tote reaches third base with a triple. Reagan scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Red Sox. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. he's got two RBIs. Hebbing hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Calm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-3 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Morris. Calm moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Calm scores. Tate moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Dutch Hoffman pinch hits for Mo Berg. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hebbing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-4 in the game. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Tate scores. Kerr moves to third. Metzler moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause now catching. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Rhein hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morris strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Reeves hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Shires hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Shires reaches second base with a double. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Shires moves to third. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Calm hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shires scores. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Doug Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-4 in the game. Tate hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hebbing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Kerr strikes out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.